Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
In Crosby, North Dakota, with the What's in Your Town tour today. There's great curling in Crosby. There's a great new community center in Crosby. There's a great attitude of the community in Crosby, which has been fun to see and enjoyed being here. And it's a great, I can reach across the border down there. A lot of Saskatchewan Rough Rider fans here, as a matter of fact. So we're up there, far northwest corner of North Dakota today, bringing you What's on Your Mind. I asked on my Facebook page if anybody had a Crosby connection, and I learned a new term. Todd, you probably know this term, but somebody posted a photo of a bonspiel that's planned for later this year in Crosby. You know what a bonspiel is?
No.
It's a curling tournament, I guess. I've been asking. They tell me it's
sense.
I just don't know why you don't call it a curling tournament then. I don't know. I don't know the origins of this.
We're going with the traditional name, apparently. Yeah,
evidently, yeah. So they love their curling up there in Crosby. But if there's any other Crosby connections today, I'd love to hear from you. And you can call us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. It's Wednesday, 10 o'clock hour. It's when we have our talk radio town hall with Congressman Kevin Cramer. We're anticipating he'll be calling us momentarily. The House actually is voting right now on an effort to block President Obama's immigration efforts. And there is a big fight brewing between the Obama administration. They're already saying they'll veto this particular legislation if they're passing. If you remember, in the vote that sort of ticked a lot of folks off because some of it extended the budget and spending through September of 2015, there was one carve-out to that, and it specifically was related to Homeland Security funding so they could deal with the immigration plans and the executive order of the president. Well, that's what they're working on right now. And Speaker John Boehner has said this is fulfilling the promise. In other words, we weren't able to do everything we wanted to do with the Democratic Senate and the White House being opponents. But now that we have, Republican control of the House and the Senate, this is fulfilling the promise. What is this? We're going to find that out today from Congressman Cramer on the program today, literally as they're voting, because they are voting right now. But in the meantime, welcome your calls, questions, and comments on anything. We talked about the Fighting Sioux question of whether or not to continue the moratorium on no name for the University of North Dakota for another 2 years, and somebody did call during the news about that. So let's roll that, if you would, Todd.
Yeah. Give me a second here. I locked up. There we go.
Not a problem.
I guess I'm doing my best to explain to you what that is. The first is accuracy.
This is not the right one, but I can set this up if we want to play that one. Which is easier? You want to go to the Fighting Sioux call? Tell you what, I'll go to Mike at South Dakota while you sort all this out.
You do that.
Mike at South Dakota wants to give a shout out to the fine folks in Crosby. All right, Mike, I love it. How are you? Welcome to What's on Your Mind.
Good morning. I love listening to you guys, and I've got plenty of political things I could talk about, but I just wanted to mention, since I heard you were in Crosby today, just a shout-out to the fine folks from Crosby. We had a women's hockey tournament a couple weeks ago, U19 girls, and the Crosby Comets came down with a contingent of people, and we had a lot of fun with them. They were very competitive. They had a good time, and I love talking to them because you talk about, local terms and stuff. A couple of the moms I was talking to, they were looking at the menu and the concession stands. They were looking at walking tacos and barbecues. They were wondering what those were, and then when we told them what they were, we call those tacos in a bag and slushy burgers up here, but nobody in Eastern North Dakota knows that either.
I hadn't heard the walking taco before. I have heard slush burgers. I worked with a fine sales manager from she was from Powers Lake in Grand Forks many years ago, Misty Angett. And a lot of Angus around Power. It's like, and it, we would have this little potluck thing. We'd have different meetings, and she brought slush burgers one time and called them slush burgers and was proceeded to be roundly mocked by everybody because they're like, well, slush burgers? What? And that's a sloppy Joe. So, yeah. So, a taco in a bag is walking taco, and a barbecue sloppy Joe would be the popular vernacular here in Crosby would be the slush burger. I love it.
Exactly. And I asked him. I said, you get a lot of people say A all the time at Spencer. So no, you're more often to hear Oofta than A up here.
I love it. Well, that's neat that you had a good good connection with folks up here in Crosby, and they love their hockey. In fact, I'm broadcasting from the Community Center in Andrus Arena, which is now just about a year old, but it's where that very team that came down there practices and calls home. So pretty cool.
We enjoyed having them, and we got a lot of good feedback, too. We've got a program in South Dakota called Hockey 605 Online, and they actually put all the games for the tournament online, and we made sure everybody knew about it. So they told us that they had friends and family that were able to watch on the Internet at home that weren't able to make the trip and really enjoyed and appreciated that. So we were happy to have them. It was a good time.
Glad you're listening. Thanks for sharing, Mike. I love it. Slush burgers and walking tacos and Bonspiel. See, we're picking up all these new terms today. Ed in Minot has an experience from Crosby. I want to hear your Crosby story, Ed. What is it?
Yeah, I used to make local deliveries there to the Lund Ready Mix plant, and one of my highlights was Crosby. I'd flip over on the radio station and pick up the Estevan channel and listen to the radio station up there do their thing. It's a little bit different, you know. It was something new. Listen to them guys talk and meters and metric and their local news. It was kind of fun.
So you had to come to Crosby to get your Canadian humor, huh?
Pretty much, yeah. You bet I did. And the Bonspiel, that's a big thing there. Canadian hockey, I mean, that's their way of life, the hockey in Canada.
Yeah, well, Bonspiel is a curling term, though, right? Or does it just mean tournament, I wonder?
Oh, yeah, yep.
Canadian trying to find out, trying to find out what exactly Bonspiel means, because somebody posted on a Facebook page all the plans for the curling tournaments that are coming up here in the next number of months, and they said Bonspiel. I said, "What's a Bonspiel?" Somebody said,
"You can find that out there." I could probably even Google it for you.
I don't want to Google it. I want to find out the old-fashioned way, just because same
it's
reason
like
I like
everything the hard way. So
same thing. It's too easy to Google. That's cheating. I want to know from one of our fine listeners, because it doesn't matter what question we ask, somebody has an answer on the program.
Some of them curlers got to know the answer, because they're pretty close to Canada there. You could throw a rock and hit her.
All right. Well, we want to know. We're on a mission. 800. Thanks, Ed. Good to talk to you. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Let's go next to Don in Mayville. Don, is that where you're at?
Hello.
Hey, Don. What's on your mind?
The University of North Dakota. Name. You got a good one yet?
A good what? What about that one? One of the arguments is just stay UND, like Stanford, like Harvard. Just be UND.
Right. And what they do is they call themselves, there's more than one person there, so it's UND and then an S on it, so you can call them the Undies, and then the cheer would be go, Undies, go.
Somehow I don't see that one getting voted in, but points for cleverity there.
Well, okay. Give her another try then. See you later.
I think you're actually making the case for just remaining UND. Just being
Stanford's UND. The cardinal, by the way, but yeah. And, you know, we have a New Salem Sioux. We could be the Fighting Sioux, and I could put a cow on their helmets.
Somebody else called about that Sioux name that you have from earlier that we were going to play, right?
Let's find out.
Yeah, being everything's got to be so politically correct, I think the new Sioux nickname should be the Fighting Weenies. That would fit them.
Really? The Fighting Weenies. What do you think about that one, Scott?
Number one, I understand the sentiment because it's frustrating. On the other hand, I wouldn't want to, you know, put that on the team. I think actually suggestions like that and frustration over the whole debate is one of the reasons probably the best way forward would be to just remain the University of North Dakota until we awaken from this political correctness fog.
Exactly.
You know, So that's why I like Scott Lauser doing this. Just, you know, he thinks that ought to be UND. He's just tacking on 2 years to buy some time. And I think that makes some sense. I really do. And by the way, the task force to decide on how to go about replacing the name hasn't exactly gone well. Cost a lot of bucks and haven't really, come up with any solutions other than, well, maybe we need another task force. So go figure. Glenn and Mandan, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell me.
Yeah, I think what they should do is call the UND the Aviators. And then all they'd have to do is put a leather hat on that Indian, the old leather Aviators hat. And sure. They have her done.
Well, I love the Aviators because obviously there's a pretty good tie to their aviation school there, the John D. Odegaard school. But I'm guessing the logo you suggest probably wouldn't fly. It's one of the reasons we're in the position we're in, which, by the way, is ridiculous. Ben Breen, a Native American artist who's just amazing, did that logo. It has incredible meaning. Every color means something. The story of that logo itself and the rich Native American tradition that comes with it is a good example of just how stupid this whole idea is.
So, Scott, you're opposed to the cow then, right? Is that the deal?
Yeah, I am. 800-228-0550. By the way, the House did vote to block the President's immigration executive order, so we expect Congressman Kramer coming up and more of your calls, too. Stay tuned from Cross.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Louis L'Amour once said, quote, "We who pass do not own this land, but we will use it. We will hold it briefly in trust for those yet to come. We must not reap without seeding. We must not take from the earth without replacing," unquote. The Northwest Landowners Association understands the importance of industry in North Dakota. Still, we want the land protected and the owners respected. Go to nwlandowners.com. Northwest Landowners was established to maintain a balance in resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com for more information. That's nwlandowners.com. NWLandowners.com.
The great thing about snowboarding is the adventure. All day long, you're finding different ways of doing different things, and it's never the same. Snowboarding has been really fun and really rewarding for me, and I want it to be fun and rewarding for my customers as well. I'm Lindsay McKinstry, and I'm one of the snowboard experts at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to tell us about their new interior detailing services for pickups, semis, and it's nice and easy. I don't even need to make an appointment, do I, Megan?
Absolutely. Just drop it off at night, and it will be ready the next morning.
What's not to love about that, folks? Drop it off at night, it's ready the next morning, interior detailing, and they're open 24/7. North Dakota Truck Wash, south of the Pinnacle Cenex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Call them 701-628-1550, 701-628-1550. Thanks, Megan.
Thank you.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
North Dakota. The What's in Your Town Tour is our broadcast location today. Thanks to TNR Transport. along with the folks from Hardware Hank, Farmers Union Insurance Company, and our friend Stephen Jacobson at Memory Savers Video, along with Golden Hub Hotel and the Red Rooster Cafe and Bakery for bringing us to Crosby today. By the way, Memory Savers Video, the place to, with the latest of technology, capture community or social events, school functions, family reunions, weddings, whatever it is, training meetings. Great video services in Crosby, or give Stephen a call at 701-641-8847, 701-641-8847. Congressman Kevin Cramer is here. I don't know how you did that, because I saw you just seconds ago slide the card.
I just cast my vote on the Blackburn Amendment on the Homeland Security Appropriations Bill, and I'm now in the cloakrooming of phone booth. And we'll be heading out every 2 minutes here shortly or so to vote on three more amendments. And then hopefully, then we have a little time while the Democrats offer up an alternative and we kill that. And then we pass the bill. And, anyway, we're voting. That's the bottom line. So it is a little hairy. But this is play-by-play from the sidelines, Scott.
I love it. Yeah, so here's what I'm going to do. Arlen and Devil's Lake and Kurt and Minot want to talk about the UND nickname discussion we've had. Hold tight, okay, because Kevin will have to go vote. We'll talk to you about that. In the meantime, if you have a question specifically for Congressman Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall, in between votes, get it in here at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Let's talk specifically about this this bill, because it's about Homeland Security. And I know we're hearing Nancy Pelosi and the president and others try to tie this to, oh, you evil Republicans, what are you trying to do to make us less safe? Obviously, this is about the immigration, fiat by President Obama that's going on here, as I believe you made quite clear was promised as part of the action from the budget bill. So just what are you doing here? Give us the lowdown.
Well, first of all, it is the appropriations bill. And as we talked a lot, Scott, over the last year, the appropriations process is the one place where the majority can impose, some policy without having to have 60 votes in the Senate. And so, this bill does fund, let me back up, the Cromnibus as promised. Remember the CR part of Omnibus last year, the Speaker Boehner promised the CR would only be for Homeland Security, which is where the president's amnesty authority rests until February. And so we would take up his illegal, unconstitutional action of issuing amnesty to 5 million illegal aliens early in the year. Today is the fulfillment of that promise. And so the appropriations bill actually adds money for security. We add $118 million above last year. It's $10.7 billion for Customs and Border Protection. We have an additional $690 million for Immigration Custom Enforcement. A decrease for TSA, which I don't think will break too many people's hearts who travel by airplane. And then $753 million for cybersecurity operations. So in terms of national security and border security, we actually increased the appropriations. What Nancy Pelosi and Barack Obama have said about is we have amendments that completely, 100%, hear me clearly, completely defund the president's illegal action for amnesty. The First Amendment was the Adderholt Amendment that specifically bars any funds from being used to carry out the executive actions from that last November to grant deferred action to some of the unlawful aliens and for other purposes. It also defunds the Morton memos. You might remember that. We've talked a lot on this show about prosecutorial discretion and immigration enforcement. And these go back to 2011, 2012. Defunds all of that. It, of course, declares that any of the policies that we're defunding and anything substantially similar have no statutory or constitutional basis. And finally, the amendment provides no funds to be used to grant any federal benefit. You hear me now? Any federal benefit to any alien as a result of the policies defunded. So that's the First Amendment. The amendment we just voted on now, the Blackburn Amendment, the key is still open on that. This is a little dicier. It provides that no funds can be used to consider new, renewal, or previously denied deferred action on childhood arrivals. That's what we often refer to as DACA. That's another thing that the president did. And this is one of his ways of putting people at the front of the line. This is what attracted, frankly, the tens of millions or tens of thousands of children that we saw the influx of last year was because of this promise that if you get here as a child, we'll defer any action to remove you. And that just that gave a green light for all kinds of illegal activity. And furthermore, Scott put a whole bunch of children at terrible risk of everything from sexual assault to murder on their truck here. So there are a couple of other amendments that will be a part of this, including an amendment that requires...
One you just talked about just passed, barely.
Okay.
218.
Thank you, brother. You might want to keep an eye on that for me, because that means there'll be another vote in a couple minutes. So anyway.
Yeah, as soon as they put that vote up, we'll let you know.
Yeah. So the next one is what? This next amendment is also very important because it requires Homeland Security to treat any alien that's been convicted of any offense involving domestic violence, sexual abuse, child molestation, child abuse, exploitation, as within the categories of aliens subject to DHS's highest civil immigration enforcement. One of the things that a lot of people don't know is that the president's actions took a lot of child molesters and abusers and lowered their status, a crime status, so that they could get in front of the line. Can you imagine such action? They consider that to be compassionate. So we're straightening that out and saying, oh, listen, if you've committed a crime against children, thank you, crime against children, you go to the back of the line. You don't go further up to the front of it as the president wants them to do. So it's a big day in fulfilling promises and demonstrating that the speaker was serious. And by the way, Scott, if anybody did not see John Boehner's speech as we wrapped up this debate just moments ago, I would encourage them to go on C-SPAN or on the Internet and find out. I'm not. They're trying to get me to go vote. And watch that speech. Listen to that speech, lest there be any doubt about his conviction on this matter.
Yeah, so bottom line is you all the funding for regular order of protecting the country is remains in place, and this is all specifically targeting all of the president's designs on using the executive order on immigration. So you're
absolutely 100%, no doubt about it, and it should not be confusing whatsoever. In fact, we increase funding for national security. Okay, if I go dark, it's just because I'm going to go vote. Okay,
yeah,
I'll be back in 30 seconds.
All right, you better, because I'm literally watching C-SPAN on the floor. And this is a two-minute vote, so sometimes they have shorter votes. While Kevin's voting, I'm going to take Arlen and Devil's Lake here on the name. He's been waiting a while. Hey, Arlen, what's on your mind?
Well, bond steel, I used to curl when I was young, and I lived over in Germany for about 2 years when I was in the military 40 years ago, and Spiel, or whatever, is German. And it means... like game or whatever, and curling is one of the oldest games in, it's almost, I think it's even older than golf, you know, goes back hundreds and hundreds of years, and that's German or whatever, Bondspiel is German, so I'm just assuming they just use that, you know, it means tournament or play or whatever, you know.
All right, just exactly what I was looking for, Arlen. God bless you for saying anything else quickly.
Yeah, on the, does the Ohio Board of Education, are they going to be the final say on the name if it does come up to a vote?
A good question. Don't know the answer to that. More coming up with Congressman Kramer after this.
That's
don't go
a
away.
Very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550. Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Back at Crosby, North Dakota today with the What's in Your Town tour. And again, our thanks to our What's in Your Town sponsors that bring us all across the great communities of the Northern Plains. They include our friends at Marvin Windows Grafton. Great place to work. Great place to call home. We were up in Grafton for a What's in Your Town tour. Had a great time there. Arvid Communications, Cloverdale. Everything's better with bacon, by golly. We love our good friends from Cloverdale, whether it's the summer sausage or the ham or the bacon. All those great products, good North Dakota brand. Big year for them in 2015, as a matter of fact, at Cloverdale. And also Little Missourian and Suites and Teddy's Residential Suites. Fine facilities to stay when you're in Newtown or Crosby. Stop and see them. They'd love to have you. They love having folks from all across North Dakota come check out what's in the box, and it is a great place to stay. Also, our sponsors here, which includes Memory Savers Video. Whatever the occasion, they can commemorate it for you. Stephen Jacobson, 701-641-8847, one of our fine sponsors here in Crosby today. Congressman Kevin Cramer is back. It's the Talk Radio Town Hall. Why are they doing short votes now? What's going on there? They're trying to rapid-fire all these amendments?
Well, what happens, Scott, when we have a number of amendments on the same bill, like we do today, we have five amendments. The first one is a 15-minute vote, which is meant to, you know, attract everybody, get the herd back in the corral. And then the second one's a five-minute vote, and then after that's just two-minute votes. So the second five-minute vote is because somebody might vote early in the 15-minute block, go do something else, but then it gets to be 2 minutes just because it's just efficiency, and we're all here, so that's how it works. And as you notice, if you watch C-SPAN, and I know, you know, everybody does, don't they, that 2 minutes is really three or four, and 15 is 20, and, you know, on and on.
All right. We'll do our best to keep you. You voted on the most recent amendment, though, now, so you got a little time,
right? I did. I voted on the Salmon Amendment, which is up now. The clock's at zero, but it's 253 to 168. So there's one more amendment, the Shock Amendment. Then we'll go into a longer debate on a Democrat motion to recommit, and that's just a parliamentary issue that will provide me probably enough time to finish the show.
All right, let's go to Bob in Bismarck. Question for Congressman Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall today. Bob, go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you if any question has ever come up about work permits for these illegal aliens. One way of identifying them and another way of getting rid of the concept of amnesty.
Okay, great question, Bob. And you're really getting on to what's going to be the next level, I think, of the immigration issue, and that is the use of more use of E-Verify and making it much more efficient much more productive to check the work permits and check the legal status. We still use a very archaic system, paper system, that takes months for verification of a worker's eligibility even. And we've got to do more in that area. And that'll be one of the fixes as we start dealing with the legal immigration side. The other thing, and it should be noted, is that the Salmon Amendment that we just passed actually gets to the heart of a pretty important point that you're making. And that is the president's action puts illegal immigrants, illegal workers ahead of legal workers and frankly, even the American worker. And that's one of the tragedies of his policies. It's not that it just, you know, encourages illegal activity. It actually puts illegal aliens ahead of legal workers and American citizens. And that's reflected in lots of things. You look at Obamacare. That's the next thing we're going to tackle. Obamacare has perverse incentives that drive small employers to hiring illegal aliens, because if you have an illegal worker, you don't have that $3,000 penalty if you aren't providing health care. So we've got some big systematic changes that need to be made.
Thank you.
Bob, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. So you're on the clock for another vote. Do you need to go vote then?
Well, we can talk, maybe handle one more here while it gets down to zero.
Got it. Dennis in St. Thomas, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
I appreciate your work, Mr. Kramer.
Thank you, Dennis.
Concerning groups that are killing Christians and others in Africa and Islamic countries,
yes.
Couldn't we remove their funding if they refuses to pursue them? Killers?
Yeah, great point and great question, Dennis, because you're right. There's a lot of foreign aid that goes to bad places and to bad governments, and we probably don't do as good a job as we ought to in defining all of that and making sure that we use proper discretion. You see what's going on in Nigeria right now. It's, you know, there hasn't been even a lot of publicity about a couple thousand people being killed in Nigeria in the last couple of weeks. So we can do better for sure, but you know the enemy of my enemy is my friend thing in terms of international diplomacy sometimes kicks in, but we need to look more at it. Scott, I'm going to go vote and I'll be right back.
All right, Dennis, appreciate the call. Thank you. And Manny, you let me know when he's back. In the meantime, I'm going to take Ralph and mine out here. I want to give another shout out to some folks out here in Crosby. Hey, Ralph, what's on your mind?
Oh, not much on my mind. Just driving down the road and thinking about God's country. I grew up in Divide County.
You grew up in Divide County, where we're at today here in Crosby. What's your favorite memory of growing up in Divide County, Ro?
Oh, just the Four Seasons and all the friendly people.
Four Seasons and friendly people, and they make something those Four Seasons too, don't they?
Oh yes.
Yeah, I was hanging out with a bunch of crazy curlers last night. They weren't too crazy though. They were pretty calm, and they put on a good steak dinner too.
Well, you were right the first time. There are a bunch of crazy curlers up there. That
it's funny when I think about winter sports, you guys. I had a little get-together this morning with a number of telecommunications companies because of my new position on the Telecom Subcommittee of Energy and Commerce. And And everybody was a little bit late because we're having a massive blizzard out here, which means there's been a dusting of snow, and the schools are all running an hour late. And when I say dusting, I'm telling you, you wouldn't pull out your leaf blower in Fargo or Bismarck to blow it off the sidewalk.
Man. That's why this is God's country, and that's something
it's
very
the
different.
Truth.
Yeah.
It's when you look at the work ethic comparison, this is just one illustration that reflects it.
All right, well, Ralph, thanks for the call. Thanks for the shout out to folks in Divide County, and appreciate it very much. We've got the vernacular on Bonspiel, on Slushburgers, on walking tacos, and now. The moniker God's Country for Divide County, thanks to our fine listeners who are helping with the Crosby connection today. You know, I was thinking about that, you know, Kevin, last night, actually, up here in Crosby. My in-laws actually met here, both teaching, right?
Oh,
one
wow.
from Wahpeton, one from Columbus. And so they meet here, and, you know, then there's a Maria, and then there's a Scott and Maria, and then there's, you know, sat there last night thinking about that. I mean, if not for Crosby, cool. maybe there's, you know, it's just amazing how those connections all weave together. It's part of the plan. So it's kind of fun to hear some folks reminiscing a little bit about Crosby as well with us today. Okay, Fred Moorhead, question for Congressman Kramer. We'll get to it here. Go ahead, Fred.
Hey, Fred. Yes, Congressman. So yeah, I have a question for you. Just make a quick observation first. Don't you think it's kind of ironic that the Republican leadership has decided to make battle on the one issue, defunding, you know, the immigration or cutting back the funding on an area that the president really doesn't care about anyway? I mean, if there's no money to work with, what does he care? He doesn't want to stop the border infiltration. He doesn't. He won't even call the terrorists Islamic extremists or exempt. It's ridiculous. I think you found an area where you're picking the wrong battle at the wrong time in the wrong place. What are your thoughts?
I think it's an interesting observation when you think of his mindset and sort of his worldview. And you make an important point because, Scott, when we talk about the Department of Homeland Security, if we, and the reason we feel like we're on pretty safe ground here, remember, if February 27th comes and goes and he vetoes this bill and all funding for DHS stops, all of the areas that continue to be funded, of course, are essential positions, which are the Border Patrol and ICE and the national security piece of it. The one piece that is not funded, of course, is his piece. So literally by letting it run out, just the Department of Homeland Security, the problem is that when you do that, you do sort of turn the whole thing over to the president and to his will and to his discretion by virtue of your inaction. And so we're doing a couple of things here. And again, it goes back to the passage of the Crompibus that funded the government through the fiscal year, except for Department of Homeland Security, because we are, I think, reflecting not just the view of most Republicans, but the view of the vast majority of Americans. And it's not just about that issue. Remember, it's not just about the policies related to immigration. It's about the president's illegal and unconstitutional overreach. That, to me, that's really more fundamental even than the policies themselves.
Well, if that would have been the case, why did you not just pass a continuing resolution for the first 2 months or the first month to get it into the new year when you're in a stronger bargaining position?
Because that wouldn't have been passed by the Senate, first of all, and second of all, it wouldn't have, if it had, it wouldn't have been signed by the president. And so constantly, what you have to do is you have to get what you can get.
Fred, just 1 second, because I think what you've suggested specifically on the president's immigration designs, that's exactly what you're doing. You did just what Fred suggested by just doing a very short term so you could have this battle, but with the benefit of a Republican Senate to go along with the House that actually could pass.
You've elected to fight in an area that he doesn't care about anyway. He can care less.
He's putting up quite a stink for a guy that doesn't care about it and threatening to it will. But clearly, this was a fight the American people, I think, support us on more than just about anything else right now, and certainly my constituents do. So we'll see. You're right. He could veto this. I mean, certainly the Senate. I don't believe just as a pragmatic matter, I don't believe the Blackburn Amendment will survive in the Senate, but some version of it hopefully will. The real key in my mind is not just getting through February 26th without that, presidential action being validated, but then fixing our broken immigration system in a way that secures our border and recognizes that we need to have an immigration policy that meets the needs of our economy and doesn't disadvantage our own workforce. We've got a lot of work to do.
Well, when you come to the immigration issue itself, I don't think any kind of comprehensive policy should even be considered until that border is completely shut, sealed, and over a period of time. So it isn't going to be like the last time they throw a little bit of money at it and walk away from it. And it's like a continual battle with Democrats in Congress where you're going to cut spending, but we're going to raise taxes first. Well, the cut spending never comes. The same thing is true here. With the comprehensive immigration, they got to shut the border.
Well,
I appreciate the call.
Yeah, he's raising an important point. We won't do comprehensive. We won't do. We'll do it piece by piece, and the first piece will be border security.
I was just going to pass on an email piggybacking that comment saying, passing the immigration bill today is only a start. The fight must continue even if vetoed. Stand up and counterpunch back. We'll talk about that when we come back. We're chatting with Congressman Kevin Cramer. Your call's welcome for our last segment of the Talk Radio Town Hall at 800-228-0550. Next.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
Soybean producers interested in intensive soybean management should attend one of four Getting It Right meetings scheduled for Streeter, Underwood, Minot, and Newburgh, North Dakota. North Dakota State University Extension representatives will discuss soybean research and 2015 production issues. Meeting dates and locations are January 13th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Central Grasslands Research Extension Center in Streeter, January 14th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Underwood City Hall Meeting Room in Underwood, January 15th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the North Central Research Extension Center in Minot, and January 15th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Newburgh Community Center in Newburgh. For more information, contact NDSU Extension agronomist Dr. Hans Condell at 701-231-8135.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain, and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The first Talk Radio Town Hall that we've interspersed actual votes on the House floor, and your calls, questions, and comments here. Trey Gowdy speaking now, and some final votes coming on the Homeland Security spending and stopping the President's immigration bill. A couple of emails we need to get to. One, because we didn't have you last week because of committee work on the Keystone Pipeline issue, you didn't get a chance to talk about your final vote for Speaker on ultimately Speaker Boehner, and then there's been some blowback about retaliation. Just explain your thoughts on why Speaker Boehner retains that title, why he should have it, and your vote, and what's happened since.
Well, John Boehner should have it because he's earned it by shepherding a very unwieldy, very large majority of members to difficult waters when we have a president and the Senate pushing back against us. And what he accomplished late last year with the coronavirus and getting the Senate and the president to go along with it, I mean, once again, the liberals are reeling because John Boehner outsmarted them again in negotiating that coronavirus, and the greatest fulfillment of it is today. So there's that issue. The other issue, frankly, is that, you know, the alternatives that they put up, God bless them, I love these guys, but, you know, Louis Gohmert was the first to announce he got 3 votes. He finished dead last in vote for chairman of the Republican Study Committee, which is the conservative group in the House of Representatives. And my friend Ted Yoho got 2 votes, and at the last minute, Dan Webster threw his name in. And then as far as the retaliation issue is, it's sort of interesting to me. The people who have been handpicked by the speaker to serve on a committee that nobody else has a thing to say about except the speaker, the most important committee, the rules committee, that the speaker appoints solely at his full discretion, but somehow they think they should stay on that committee and as well as participate in a coup against them. I mean, I don't think either Dan Webster, or the other member from Florida that were asked not to be on the rules committee expected anything different. I just think it's funny that people, you know, a guy had 216 people vote for him. Why would he reward a couple that organized a coup against him? I mean, I think it would have been stranger if he kept them on there, quite frankly. I don't think it's retaliation. It's just trust. You know, politics is a team sport, and you have to have trust at the top in the speaker's committee. And, you know, I wouldn't, you know, not everybody can keep their rivals in their cabinet like Lincoln did.
Also, news today out of the administration's EPA that they are planning on taking direct name at the oil and gas industry on these methane emissions. Yeah. Your reaction to what we saw here?
Well, same old, same old, same old, same old. I mean, what can you say? They hate fossil fuel. They hate American products. They hate, I'm convinced they hate successful business. And so, you know, we'll be using all both the power of the purse and the power of legislation to try and stifle it, to delay, to, repeal, overturn, replace, everything that we can do as we've been doing for the last couple of years with the EPA. But the power of the purse, the appropriations process is probably the best place to at least slow it down until such time as there'll be either court challenges and or a different president, so we can turn the ship around completely. But in the meantime, we do all we can to slow them down.
Another listener wanted to know what the timeline is on the Keystone XL pipeline bill. I know
sure.
That's your bill in the House, and obviously Senator Hoeven is shepherding it over in the Senate. So when does it get to the president's desk?
Well, things move a lot slower over in the Senate. I had a one-hour meeting today with the Canadian ambassador, Gary Doer, and the Minister of Natural Resources from Canada to talk specifically about strategy. I think the amendment process in the Senate, while being a little more cumbersome, will make the bill more palatable to more members. And I don't think that's unimportant. I think it's important. My goal is to try and make the bill attractive to another 10 or 20 House Democrats and a few more Senate Democrats, so that in the process we can maybe override a veto or make it palatable enough for the president to sign. I think one of the key issues for me, Scott, is adding the spill fund tax. I think, you know, the Senate's going to take that up. I support that. I would have supported it in the House. In fact, Patrick Murphy, the Democrat that offered it, I pledge my support to help get it in the bill ultimately. And I think that provides, for one thing, it takes away any argument, the final argument, if you will, that a lot of people have on the bill, objection they have, and I think it just makes it more palatable for more people. So the goal ought to be to pass it. I know there are a lot of people, Scott, on both sides, I think, but especially on the left, who want to keep the Keystone issue alive as long as they can, not to stop Keystone, but to raise money off of it. It's become the symbol of their left-wing, ideology. Yeah, it makes no sense because it's the most environmentally clean way to move oil sands, and that point that I made as often as I could last week and will continue to make. So we want to get this one behind us, and I think certainly the you know, the administration may not want to, but certainly the Canadians do, and certainly we do.
All right, next week, another Talk Radio Town Hall. We'll hopefully have a little more time there, and we can get the final product deconstructed on the Homeland Security immigration side. I know you got another vote right now, so good chatting
right
with you,
now.
And we'll chat with you again next week.
All right, thanks, everybody.
Congressman Kevin Cramer, first time we've done that. We bounced between votes and your calls on the Talk Radio Town Hall, and we're out of time, friends. Want to thank all of our fine sponsors here in Crosby for bringing us up here. Looking forward to meeting some folks over at Red Rooster Cafe and Bakery here in just a little bit, but our thanks to Stephen Jacobson for getting us up here. Thanks, Steve.
You're welcome, sir.
Appreciate the invite.
Do this again.
And it was fun hearing about how much folks love Crosby and Divide County, and fun to get some calls reminiscing a little bit about it, and we will definitely do it again, so thank you. And, by the way, give Stephen a call if you need some video services. 701-641-8847. Capture those memories, that legacy for your family. Weddings, birthdays, reunions, they do it all. 701-641-8847, along with Hardware Hank, Farmers Union Insurance Agency, and TNR Transport. Also, our fine accommodations last night at the Golden Hub Hotel were just tremendous. God bless you one and all. See you tomorrow from the state capital, Bismarck, on What's on Your Mind.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercourt Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks, and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercourt building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercourtbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.